very much. What a wonderful introduction. Do you know what I love about the Crofton Youth Singers? And I can honestly say this never applies to any other choir I hear. When you sing, I can hear every word. And I think that's fantastic. That was a wonderful, wonderful introduction. And it's my privilege tonight, on behalf of Anne and the Crofton Youth Singers, to welcome you to a night of Christmas music. If you don't feel in the Christmas mood already, the real Christmas mood, then you will, I'm sure, by the time we go home. Just being reminded by the girls that Emmanuel, God, is with us. And tonight, I'm sure, that's going to be the theme as we spend the evening together. So welcome. Please have a really good time and enjoy all that the girls have been working hard on through many, many months. So thank you for coming and have a great time.
I'll use this one as I've got it. We'd like you to join with us to start us off and warm us up. Joy to the world. So if you'd like to stand and sing with us, that'd be really good. I'd like to echo the welcome that Roy gave you, and I'd like to thank you all for coming along and supporting me and the girls tonight. It's good to see so many, I won't say old faces, familiar faces. People who come back for more each year. So we hope you will really enjoy this evening and that it will really start Christmas properly. Not just all that rushing around the shops, cooking the dinner and doing whatever, but you'll be able to sit back and just enjoy. It's a different group, as you can see, much younger in age. Every year it changes, and it's been good to work with these young people. They're singing really well, and we hope you will really enjoy it. Our first three pieces, the first one is called Prince of Peace, then Silent Night, slightly different version to the one you know, and then Christmas Grace.
Thank you.
yes, we're on again. Okay, it's been really good having Libby working with me, because more and more I can give her more things to do as I get older and finding it more difficult. Libby gets the harder things to do, like the warm-up and the first things when we get to choir, the musical warm-ups. And there were two songs that we really wanted to do tonight, but in actual fact, pressure of time did not permit. And obviously we've got a lot of younger people here, as you can see. And Libby said, well, I'll do this with some of the older ones, because some of them remember these two songs. They're beautiful songs. And so Libby's going to lead them, and they are Diamond Bright and So Many Stars. And this is the only one they're using words for. That's because Libby's taken them. Nice.
Thank you.
That was really lovely. And you can see, I was going to ask if anybody knows anybody who would like to join our choir. We're always looking for new members. It's tricky to get young people to be committed to a choir. I know from school how difficult it is. And these girls have been really, really dedicated, and it's great to have them. We don't need any more for the sound, but sometimes if we go out to sing, they can't all make it at the same time. And that's when we have problems. You lose one or two, and that's a big chunk of the choir. So if you know anybody who would like to join, so long as they're young and can sing in June, that would be lovely. Girls, that was really lovely. Thank you very much. I'm going to bring you a lovely song now called Christmas Show What You Can Do. And I hope, like Roy said, you can actually hear the words of this, because they're very, very meaningful. Going to ask Martin, I believe in sharing the load a bit, just to let you know we have got a retiring offering, and I'm going to just ask Martin if he'll tell you what we're collecting for and the reason as well.
Thank you, Anne. I'm very young, but I won't be taking up your offer to join your choir. I'd be far too embarrassing, and I can't sing. Crofton Youth Singers, as many of you know, is a really important part of the church here, and it's really wonderful that this year the choir's decided that the retiring offering we have should go to St Christopher's and Harris Hospice Care. St Christopher's looked after both Dick Pyman and Beryl Goodspeed, two massive fans of Crofton Youth Singers, and wonderful people who both died, or as Dick would have said, were promoted to glory earlier this year.
Not come prepared then, please, don't worry. I'm going to ask Libby now, who's going to sing a solo, and would you like to tell them? what it is and where it's from.
It's called On My Own, and it's from the musical Les Mis.
Maybe that was lovely, thank you very much. And it leads very nicely sort of into our next song that we're going to sing. I've lost Zara. Zara's going to do the introducing of this while the girls come out, and she's going to tell you what we're going to sing.
So this time last year, a new Disney film called Frozen came out, and tonight we're going to be singing one of the songs, Let It Go.
Bye.
In case any of you came by car, it's now about 12 inches out there, if you were watching the When the girls asked to sing that, obviously I couldn't say no. And the first time I heard them practicing with Libby, I thought they'd all become American. Because if you've heard, the original is very American. And that we had to break some of their bad habits and say, no, you're singing it properly. But lovely girls, very good indeed. It seems such a popular song. At first, I have to say, I really didn't like it very much, but it does grow on you after a while. And having heard four-year-olds in the nursery at school singing it, I was really glad to hear these guys singing it tonight. We'd like you, we think you're getting too comfy and too stuck in the chair, so we'd like you to join with us to sing Look to the Skies, There's a Celebration. So if you'd like to stand up, if you can't stand up, stay sitting if you've got wedged, but just join with us and sing. Thank you. Anyone who wants to join, I think you would all pass as long as you can sing in the ladies' range. We're going to bring you now a musical, and the musical is called Star's End. It was written by a teacher at one of the first schools that I taught at. He's never had the work published. I know that he has performed it a couple of times just in schools, but I think it's great fun. I think the girls have enjoyed doing it. And it's really a sort of light-hearted look at the Nativity without taking away any of the reverence in it. So we hope you will enjoy this. If you want to clap in between, fine, that's okay. Just don't throw things at us. And we just hope you will enjoy it. It runs straight through. There are no readings that link it together, but if you can hear the words, you'll hear the story. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We actually have come to the end of our evening, earlier than usual perhaps, but perhaps that's not a bad thing. I have to say a very big thank you to the ladies out here. They have surpassed themselves tonight. This is the best. Thank you very, very much for all your hard work. And families of the choir, thank you for putting up with late nights, picking them up and coming out at all times and running them around. Thank you very much indeed. They have worked really hard and they're a credit to you. They're a credit to us. Not all young people are bad. You're great. Thank you very much for all your hard work. Just so you know, we have three new members. If you're new, I'm going to embarrass you. Put your hand up. So this is the first time that they've sung in the choir. So, and some of the others are not that new. So well done. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm just going to finish up by reading a poem. The song we sang, Look to the Star, Skies, earlier, had a verse in it that said about Jesus returning. And I just want to just leave you with this poem. We celebrate Christmas, the coming, the first coming of Jesus, but the Bible tells us he will return. And so just want to leave this as a little thought. It's based on the night before Christmas, and it's called 'Twas the Night Before Jesus Came, and the author is unknown. 'Twas the night before Jesus came, and all through the house not a creature was praying, not one in the house. Their Bibles were laying on the shelf without care, in hopes that Jesus would not come there. The children were dressing to crawl into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing her head. A mum in her rocker with baby on her lap was watching the late show while I took a nap. When out of the east there arose such a clatter, I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but angels proclaiming that Jesus was here. With a light like the sun sending forth a bright ray, I knew in a moment this must be the day. The light of his face made me cover my head. It was Jesus returning just like he had said. And though I possessed worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw him in spite of myself. In the book of life which he held in his hand was written the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name. When he said, "It's not here," my head hung in shame. The people whose names had been written with love, he gathered to take to his Father above. With those who were ready, he rose without sound, while all the rest were left standing around. I fell to my knees, but it was too late. I had waited too long and thus sealed my fate. I stood and I cried as they rose out of sight. Oh, if only I had been ready tonight. In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is drawing near. There's only one life, and when comes the last call, we'll find that the Bible was true after all. I'm going to ask Roy if he would just come and introduce the last carol to you and just close the evening for us. Thank you, Roy.
One of our young ladies has got something she wants to do, because it's been lovely to thank the choir, but I'm sure that we'd all like to thank Anne, so let's...
Yeah, I think I just want to say that on behalf of all of the choir, we are so grateful for Anne and Sheila and of course Libby for everything you do for us. And we come in, we've got a bad leg, and sad throat, and you always help us out, and obviously we wouldn't be here
without all of you, so we just got you to say thank you. And we all want to say thank you very much indeed as well, Anne, because that really has been a lovely evening, and I could hear every word. I have to say my favourite was the one that was Christmas Grace. I loved that, Away in a Manger, an Amazing Grace. And if I were doing the toy service,
I'd have you here on Sunday morning singing it to everybody, because that was really, really beautiful and very, very special. And I also love the words in that one Christmas, Come Christmas, show what you can do. Because this is what I picked up. Is this right? Bring us joy, bring us peace, till everyone knows love around the world. And that's what it was, wasn't it? And you know, that's what Christmas is all about. I wonder if any of you have been watching that series, The Missing. Anybody been watching it? It was about a little boy who went missing when his mum and dad took him to France. And the way that his mum and dad tried to find him over 9 episodes was really heartrending. It reminded me of that Maggie Madeleine McCann, do you remember? That happened 7.5 years ago when she went missing. And her mum and dad are still looking for her. And you know, sin is like that with us. Sin causes us to go missing from God. And yet God is just like Madeleine McCann's mum and dad and the mum and dad in that series. Because the Bible tells us, you see, that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We can't have anything to do with him. But God, like those parents, loves us so much that he wanted to make a way for it to happen. And he sent Jesus to make that possible. It's another lovely verse, perhaps the most famous verse in the whole of the New Testament. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him won't perish, but have that eternal life that Anne was talking about. And when Jesus died and rose from the dead, he proved that he could conquer death and sin and all the terrible things that are in it. And he showed how much he loved us. And that's where I want to finish. I just want to ask you tonight, do you know how much you are loved? For God so loved you. Do you know there's nothing you could ever do that would make God love you any less than he does now? And the amazing thing is, there's nothing you could do that would ever make God love you any more. God loves you for just who you are. And as you sang, girls, wouldn't the world be a wonderful place if everybody knew just a little bit of that love this Christmas? So I hope when you go home tonight, you'll just remember that. God loves you. And there's nothing you can do to make him love you anymore. And because of that, we're going to finish by singing a fantastic carol. It's all about coming and joining a celebration. It's a very special day because the King of Glory has been born. And it says, God is with us. Round the world, the message ring. He is with us. Come and join the celebration. Thanks, Sheila. So you're going to stand, choir, and lead us and have everybody singing. pray together, shall we? Father, we thank you for this special night that we've had tonight and the wonderful reminder of what Christmas is all about. We thank you so much for Anne, for Sheila, for Anne, for Libby, and Lord, for this choir. We thank you for the way that they have learnt their words, and Father, we pray that those words might be special to each of these girls as they grow older. Father, we pray your blessing upon each one of us, that we might know this Christmas time just how loved and precious and special we are, because you are special to us too. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. Amen. Thank you, girls. That was really lovely.
I should have said this halfway through, a very, very big thank you. I know she'd be really embarrassed to tell me off afterwards, to Sheila. We thought the choir would stop at one time. Sheila. She won't like me for that. Thank you very much. We just get on so well and we have a lot of fun in the choir. Thank you too. We'd like to just finish with one last